Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. Our latest DVD and high-definition downloadable tutorial videos are Learning CCK and Learning Views, available now at store.lullabot.com.
I'm Stefan Kolosket, SCORE on Drupal.org. I'm a researcher at Derry Galway in Ireland. I've been in the semantic web field for 2 years, and I'm a three-year Drupal developer. I'm interested in tying semantic web in Drupal, and hopefully we can have a bit of RDF in Drupal core for 7.
And so what type of stuff is interesting to you in the world of RDF? What do you want to be able to do?
My main goal is to make it easy for people to have RDF on their sites without knowing anything about RDF. And it's also the main goal of Drupal itself, is so that as many people as possible can publish data online without knowing any PHP or any HTML or CSS.
And then what's going to happen from there? I mean, what do you sort of envision once all this RDF material is there? Why does that even matter?
Well, I'm hoping that Drupal can help resolve this chicken-egg issue that we have with the semantic web right now. So what's missing is RDF data online and relevant RDF data. Once we have this data, we can show people what we can do with that. And more people will be interested in RDF. And I'm hoping that there will be a little bit of RDF into core, and then the contributed modules will continue to grow around this, make it more extensible, and cool applications will come out of this.
And so if somebody on their Drupal 6 website wanted to start putting RDF material out there, what would they have to do?
The good news is that they can already. So they can install the RDF API, plus a bunch of other modules for RDF, like the Sparkle module, the RDF CCK module, the Evoque module, and they can build their own little RDF site, and any content they put on their site will be exported as RDF and readable. One big search engine that's using RDFA already right now is Yahoo Search Monkey. So you can improve your SEO by using RDFA and building Search Monkey apps, and you can have deep links linking directly to your site on Yahoo search result page.
Are there any other projects that you're currently working on, sort of tying in Drupal and the semantic web?
Yeah, I'm actually in Harvard for 5 weeks working with Tim Clark, Sudesh Nadas, and Benjamin Melançon on the SCF platform. SCF stands for Science Collaboration Framework, and it's a Drupal install profile which ships with lots of RDF modules, and my role there is to improve the RDF integration and use the country modules that exist already in Drupal 6 and improve them so that they play well all together. And they help researchers who use the SCF platform to publish their data and make it available as RDF on the web.
And so talk a little bit about your experience here at DrupalCon and what you've been interested in and what new things have come out of coming here.
Well, first DrupalCon I was in Barcelona, then I went to SIGET, and now here in D.C., so I want to thank the organizers and development seats for giving me this scholarship. That's why I'm here. Yeah, every time I've been to DrupalCon, I've met more and more people. And this one is the first time in North America. And so I've been able to meet the American community. So it's great.
And so what happens next when you go home? What are the type of things that you're going to be working on for your day job or for whatever you're doing with RDF?
I'm continuing my research, finishing my master's this summer. And right now I'm in touch with Dries and Webchick, and we're working out how to add RDF into core. And this afternoon we still have to both meeting to see how we move on from there. And so it's exciting to work with them and see how we can integrate all this together.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.